up? I still feel a little bit rigid. Well, hopefully, by the end of this sermon, you will fire up, because the intention is get some heat out of you. It's very interesting, right? Why I select this topic, and I remember when I sent this to one of my relatives, who is still not a believer yet, she did not really pay attention to the content. She just looked at the title and sent me an icon back. Ha ha ha. So without the content, right, sometimes title is very misleading. So if you say, how hard are you? What is generally, right, will come into your mind? Very interesting, right? As a matter of fact, right, last night was really a heating opportunity for all of the church. We went together, right, be God's hand and be his feet. And we tried to serve all the children. So we start a one-off program. So a bunch of the parents, right, brother and sister, old people like me, or Uncle Jerry, we storm in, right, at 6:30 into the church. And we are so geared up because it's an opening night. So we prepare, and funny things that projector, book down. So all the slides, we don't know what to do. But as a coordinator, that's the beauty of the job. People come in asking your opinion. Even though they already know what it's going to do, they still want to go through you. And what I'm trying to think about, how I'm going to have this projector fixed in time, but things keep going on. So by the 6:45, I already all wet. And that's how hot was I last night. And then, anyway, with God's grace, we threw the furnace, and by the end, and all the elder, preacher, coming in and asked me, okay, how many students were there in your class? And I said, I have no idea, because I already kind of lost myself in service. And that's exactly the title we're going to talk to. Sometime when you are living, you're thinking you're not in service, but you're wrong. The day you commit yourself to be a Christian, that's a day your life has already been changed. So every day is a struggling day. Every day is an opportunity to break through. Now, life is complicated. Mine not as smooth or as the way we set up it to be. But that's a blessing out of that, because sometimes you will know exactly the limit of your own strength. Please turn to the Daniel chapter 3. If you got a Bible with you, we're going to go through this particular chapter into several sections and bring out the God's teaching there. All right, but generally, right, we will cover some character there and the incident, right? What happened to them? And who were they, and why they are facing it, and how did that make the decision, and how did that adapt themselves to that decision? Wow, this is very sensitive. Yeah, powerful, right? So I have to be very careful. I'm not in a Awana now. Okay, and we want to know the outcome and what is the factor, right? Really need to stick to. And hopefully we can get some lesson and apply them to our life. So before that, let's bow down and do a prayer. Dear Father in the heaven, we know life is really complicated. And sometimes it's really sweet. And sometimes it's really very bitter. Sometimes we really don't know how to figure it out. And that's why we are here. Because we have made a decision. We want to commit ourselves to you. And that's why we are here to worship you. So today, please set our heart, get up, ready. Let your word really, right, intro into us. Let us right now get our ear be ready. So we are going to have your word come into our heart. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. So we will first cover from the verse 1 to verse 2, verse 3. It's very simple. The verse 1 is talking about there's a king set up a big statue. This statue, right, is about 9 feet wide, 90 feet high, and it's in gold. So you know it's very valuable and very expensive. And now, in order to dedicate this particular image, right, he called all the officials who work for him, right, all over the nation, come in to attend this ceremony. And so all the officers, right, just show up, and they are standing there. And maybe they know, maybe they don't know, but definitely, right, they were, wow, look it up. 10 stories high, right, in gold. So that's the setting, exactly like that. So I don't know how high is this, 5 feet? Yeah? More than 6? Okay, so just assume there's a statue right now, very high, okay? But why this statue? That's because this employer have a huge ego like that, right? He want to set it up so big, right? So everybody, right, can identify it easily. And the key is not that. Besides that, key is that now you guys have to come in because it's a command. And this command is that all of you have to come in, fall down, and worship this image. Very interesting, right? But that's exactly sometimes, right, Christian face all this challenge. Well, with your awareness, or you don't aware of it. But there is a challenge. Want you to bow down and worship it. So you've heard and understand the setting right now. Because if you go over this chapter, right, it happened 8 times. And 3 is already pretty amazing, right? But 8 times, you say what? Fall down, bow down, fall down. You have to serve it, and you have to worship it. And that's the key point, right? Life, who you serve, why you serve, how you serve. Right? Who are you going to bow down to? Who are you really worshiping right now? And that's why we try to traverse it and understand it. So, there's a music, an orchestra, as a matter of fact, it got all kinds of instruments, right? So I said, as soon this music plays, that's a key. You have to do exactly, right? Bow down and worship. Very clear, right? But something happened. Some people are really outstanding there. But maybe they are not that out. But it's just the other people are bowing down. Make them standing out. Maybe they are hesitating. Could be. But anyway, since all the other people, right, follow the command, but they are not. So guess what? They've been singled out, right? Because they are outstanding. Now, there are always some people who were not happy about you, about your performance, about your way to act, about your achievement, or about anything. It could be good or could be bad. Could be personal, could be just promotion, rewarding, or whatever. But there are always some people, right, standing beside and watching you. Maybe they know you're a Christian, maybe they don't know about it. But definitely, some people are watching. And now, these people have an aim. They are the accuser. Right? So accuser is very direct. They get to the point. Saying that, this three person, you particularly pull them out, set them as a governor, governing all the affair. These three people, they aim, right? And now, you pick them. Indirectly, they say to your supervisor, say, ha, this guy is really not a good pick because they're disobedient to your command. They won't serve your whatever behind you, and they definitely don't want to worship the image you set up. Is that true? But let's talk about this young people. Well, they're probably not young at that time, but you have to understand about this people's background. We know from the Daniel 1, they were born in a royal or noble family. So basis, right, in the Bible, according to the Bible, that means they are born in a rich family, right? And they are very handsome, good-looking, and they're really in shape. And most of that, they are very intelligent, they are wise, they have a heart of learning, and they have the capability and the capacity, right, to really adapt themselves, right, to all the knowledge. Basically, in our world, is that they really have a high IQ and high EQ. And this is described, right, in the Daniel 1. But these people, right, is not really all that fortunate. Their nation got invaded and conquered. So from their high position, they turned into the slave. Slave. They got captured, right? And not only that, right? They have to be forced to leave the nation they live in all their lifetime. At that time, they're probably about 15 or 16 years old. They have to become experience a life, right, they have never imagined how call. It will be, but it happened. So from here, all the way to the bottom, right? And their name got changed. Used to be, right, they are serving their God. On the left hand, on the left hand corner, now they change it to the idol worship name, right? That's your identity. And that's exactly right how challenging it could be. Your identity got swapped. And there's a good opportunity popping up to this slave, right? They got a free room and board, free in education. All they need to be, right, is just learn all the literature and the language, right, in a foreign land and be good at it. So they can really, right, do some service in a foreign land. Well, whether they like it or not, they got picked. But the Bible says they make a decision. They don't want to defy themselves. So this says something, right? And but really fascinating is that they are not only by their own strength. God somehow behind the scene, right, set the course, tamed down all the environment to some extent for them, and also provide them the divine blessing. So they are good. So they are very good in the end, right? 10 times smarter. And that's exactly the setting. And that's why the accuser, right, want to get to them. Because if they break them, if they remove them, right, then they can take their position, right? Higher position. And the funny thing is that now we know. So that's why, and through all these years, right, Bible did not really say how many years been passed, but we assume it's probably 10 or 20 years since then. So they've been serving faithfully, and from the public clerk all the way up to be a governor. So it takes lots of effort, right? Now, command come, they have to make a second huge decision. And the king is kind of merciful to some extent. He's very angry, but he holds the anger inside and tries to be reasonable. So the king asked them again. And generally, right, for the crazy king like that, huge ego, generally they don't do that unless the three people are really contributed, very important to him. And he say with anger, is it true? Is it true? You're not serving my God? All right, fine. Whatever gone already gone. Whatever passed already passed. Now I'll give you a second chance. And sometimes this second chance gets to the people. Because first time you're probably not thinking it through. And you jump into with your impulse and response. Or you hesitate, and before the time went through, people already bow down. And you're standing. Maybe. But now is the time. They're going to pick you up on the spot. Make clear your intention. And that's exactly what happened. But there's always a struggle. Some people will try to hold you in their hand. They're going to mold you and shape you in the way they feel like. And that's why Bible keeps saying, the world, don't fall into the wrong side. Right? Nobody, King say, nobody can rescue what? From my hand. And this is the king, right, to conquer the world at that time. So a response, right? What did they say? Will they bow down? Probably not, at least according to the Bible. And this is very interesting. Say, hey, we are guilty. Don't worry. We know the consequence as well. All right? But we have some belief. We believe our God is almighty, is capable to save us, and he will deliver us if, now, the really true beauty come in here, if, but even if he does not. Let's read this. But even if he does not. I want you to know, we will not. Right. And this is tough, right? That's why I highlighted it. So you have to remember it. Even if my God do not listen to my pleading. And that's very key thought here. All right, so, you know, rolling back, keep going on, then king definitely, right, just let it go. And just tie them up and gonna throw them into the furnace and make sure they suffer so they're heating up the furnace 7 times harder, right? And urge them to do the execution right away, right? Don't need to wait. Do it right now, right? And funny thing, right? The fire is so, you know, raging, and even the people sending them, the soldier, got burnt. And that's not good, right? So they are into the fire. So they're coming back. If you, well, those 3 young people, oh, well, not many young, but inside their heart, right? Now the question asked them, how hot are you, God? Funny thing is that, and this is the second key point, sometimes when you make a stand, and people around you, if they knew the reason why you acting that way, which is totally against the world's response to it, you're standing now, they would know there's something different within you. And that's really observable. People can recognize it very easily because something is against the human nature. Human nature want to grasp, right? Want to be firm on their achievement, right? They don't want to let go. They want to build step by step all the way, right, to the achievement. We don't want to wait. That's the fast food all about, right? Well, although we have to wait a long time to get the fast food, but that was the intention. And key thing here, right? There's an angle, right? King say, my hand. And the 3 say, well, probably not in your hand. It's in my God's hand. And now it's happening, right? When they are in the fire. And the king say, something wrong. I throw 3 people in, right? And they say, how come I can't fall? That's very interesting, right? Fourth, how many people here feel God is present at this moment? Do you feel it? No, you shouldn't feel it because that's the truth. It's regarding your feeling. It's a fact. God always with you and I, anytime, anywhere, regardless you feel for him or not. That's a fact. So through this particular example, God telling us, in the most critical moment, you will know for sure he is with you. And it can be recognized by the people, right, surrounding you easily, right? They will know. And they were curious, right, why it happened. They were asked. And they will start to recognize you are serving a real God, a most high God. And they want you, right, to share your conviction. Is that easy? Could be not, right? It depends. But God makes such a clear definition about rescue. He says, fire, not harm your body, your hair. Funny thing, even your clothes. And most amazing is that there's no smell. You're not stink. You don't have to stain by the fire, the smoke. It's already cleaned up. It's kind of like when you into the fire, but you are sure. And that's exactly right. God tried to say that. And now outcome. The ego, huge ego, 90 feet high ego, can say, praising your God, our God. Right? And because he only recognized the outcome, he only recognized the miracle. But the key thing, he made a very careful examination. He say, because they trust him so much, they even against my command, and their face is saying that they are willing to give up their life, and they won't compromise. Right? So come back to our topic. How hot are you? Are you heading to the furnace? Or you try to avoid it? In the light of the service, for the true God, it's not an easy task. Hold on to your faith. It always requires more than you can give or offer at that moment. Is that true? At least for me, it's true. I can share. Just take myself as an example. A couple of years back, I asked in God, why? Why you swapping me to the English congregation? God did not answer. So I sit in the back and learn. And then God say, okay, now do something good. So I start with join the children ministry. And God say, okay, yeah, keep going. So I join the youth ministry. And God say, okay, keep going. So I enroll myself as a part-time seminary student. And God said, okay, keep going. So I gave up my job to be a full-time student in the seminary. And the key is not what I have been decided to do. Yesterday in the seminary, we hold a particular retreat day, and there's a particular question. It's a panel discussion, and basically we fall into the several groups, and my group is the one professor and a couple of the dean and his wife. And the question is that, struggling and breaking through. And the panel leader began to explain why he had this. He said that during the last semester, in the end, and there are so many students in trouble, and we overheard you struggling, and we are curious about that. Is maybe that's the time for you to steam out about your struggling and how you break it through. The key is that they want to help us to break through, right? So sin is very important. Is that there's a fire, there's a furnace, right? And we know, because all the training in the seminary, right, is unreasonable. It's kind of like in the army, they want to discipline you, right? And make you to learn, be obedient, and make you to question yourself why you are here. They will keep pushing you. They'll keep attacking you. And they want you to break. Because there are so many things, right, we have been accumulating in the world, right, which is not real in the favor of God's eye. It takes time to break. But if according to our will, right, we will not. Because we like to live in the comfort zone. Why won't humble us, right, to be humiliated, to be attacked, right, to be challenging all the time, right? Why want to spend our time almost in the end of my lifetime and it keep going up and up and going to another furnace, another furnace, another furnace? Fire, lighting up, service, right? It's not that easy. And that's why, right? The professor keep challenging us. And I share one thing, right? Struggle, definitely. I don't want to go into detail, but there's one thing I would like to share here. In the beginning, second week when I was in a seminary, I was asked to, you know, share my experience. Why would I be there? And I put it right. I'm so glad to be here. And I think I should be here sooner. Oh, so the dean is really applauding everybody, right? All the faculty say, yes, this is going to be a slogan. To be here sooner, right? And then we're starting about a prayer partner, one-to-one. And 4 weeks later, and I began to, you know, got fire in the furnace. And in the 6 weeks, I really cannot hold it together. So when I'm doing the prayer, right, then I really got broke down and I fall into tears. And I pleading to the God, God, be merciful. Why? Can I just step this step, right? And still serving you, right? And funny things, right, after I'm pleading, right, I'm totally broken down, right, and my partner burst into laughter. He was laughing. And so I pay attention to his prayer, and he say, oh God, this is really ironic. This brother, right, when he was here, he say, he was so glad to be here. He was such a good decision of his lifetime, right? He wished he want to be here sooner. Ironic, right? But nobody can really help you out except God. But he can definitely can pray for you, right? Then he points out and really pleading in his heart for my case. And that's why faith is not about yourself. Christians have to hold together, right? Look at this. This is not talking about one person. How many people in this ordeal? How many? Three, right? They hold together, helping each other. You will have doubt. You will be fragile. But trust God. And if you really don't know what to do, ask for a faithful companion to help you out in the time of the trial. All right, the point. Very easy. First one, when you are serving, when you are facing, right, you are heading to the fire. It could be from the, you know, your employer, could be from your professor, could be from the people you're serving, the people you love so much, somehow they turn into a tyrant. They get used to your service, right? Or you get used to them. So you keep demanding that more, more, more. And as soon as you are not receiving what you want and you blow up on them. That's exactly what happened in a real life, right? Parenting or serving. It's all about that. Are you going to, because that discourage yourself, that keep going on? Are you going to, because of the temporary darkness blinding your future, then you stop moving? Are you going to give up? Are you going to endure? But that's one thing. First, you have to acknowledge, right? Who are you serving? Are you focused on the people, the job, or are you focused on God? That's very important. They make a tremendous difference there. So you have to acknowledge who you are serving. Second, you have to know if this is God's will. Is that for your benefit or is for the servant who you are service for their benefit? God wants to through you to them to see who God is. How much love, right? God can manifest out through your service, through your endurance, through your faith. It's not easy. Nobody says it's easy. Cross. That's the cross. Dying. Yourself. Popping up the new life. God had indwelled into you. Let it grow. Let it shine. That's His will. He was with you. He is with you. But the key thing is that you have to recommit. Day by day, minute by minute, right? This is the God I am serving. There's a lot. It's not just singing. It's really tangible. And people can see that love if you holding on. And that's exactly right. The message all about. So come back. How hot are you? Are you away from the furnace? Are you heading to it? Are you trying to avoid it? Are you gonna? I am in. Remember, all those people we are talking about, they used to be living in the silver swamp, and they fall in to be a slave. They brought it up, educated, for so many years in a high position, and then still making their decision. Regardless the environment, regarding the culture, regarding where and when. Right. Things. After you get through one furnace, could be another bigger one. Life could be up and down, top and down. It's not easy. Sometimes there's a miracle. Sometimes God can be honored through you. But how committed are you? Some people through the Bible, they're really courageous. They know what they are heading to, and they really commit themselves. Could be too high for us. But let's try to put it into our life. One thing's for sure, right? Idolatry is a no. You have to identify those. Second, if you are really Christian, love God and be loved by God, there's always some trial, some temptation, and even some persecution because you are standing firmly and other people bowing down. But the key is that who you're going to obey, who you're going to serve, who you're going to worship. The key is how strong is your faith. It's a living faith and willing to act it out. Don't keep it himself. God said very clear, if are you willing, right, to carry his will, right, it's supposed very powerful because that power is not from you. It's from God. And don't be strange. If there's a challenging, right, accuser against you because you're going to stick to your faith, don't be strange about that. But God did give us a what? An armor cannot be penetrated. Don't let your heart be in the turmoil. Doesn't matter how sci-fi. In your heart, right, there is a song you're singing to God. That's the key. Most important, you really have to perform it. People will see you. They will watch you. They will observe you. They will study you. But in the end, right, even as ego as 90 feet tall, they will still will bow down to praise our God. Right, let's bow our heads. Dear Father in heaven, we are truly grateful you have selected us and let us be your children, be your believer. Although we may be not as solid, although we have a lot of problems of ourselves, sometimes we fall into the temptation, we fail the trial, and there really, we compromise when and persecution coming along. But through this example, right, you have thrown in open in front of us. We truly plead in you, right? Let us really can feel your love, really know your love, really can acknowledge about your existence, right? And be steadfast, be firm, standing there, right? Regardless of other people bowing down and compromise their way. Inside heart, there is a melody from you. It's so real and it's so lovable. Make us pray, even in a daily tedious service. Even we got humiliated, right, by the people we love so much. So what? Because there's a cross. There's a tremendous love going to shine through us. And this is our plea. Let us, one time, we can make in the right decision and standing out for your name's sake. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.